O God, our Father, how we thank you again for your faithfulness to us.
主，我们是多么感谢您对我们的信实。
Lord, how often we fail, how often we feel weak, discouraged perhaps. But Lord, we thank you that we have a throne of grace that we can come to.
我们是多少次失败过，也是常常的感到软弱，感到灰心，但是我们有一个恩典的宝座，施恩的宝座可以到那里去。
So Lord, open our hearts, and Lord, encourage us this evening that we might find ourselves before your throne, patiently waiting upon you in confidence.
主耶，求你今天打开我们的心，让我们能够带着信心来到您的施恩宝座前，耐心的等候您。
Now bless our brother and bless us, Lord, as we open the word together. And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
主，当我们一起要解开您话语的时候，也求您祝福我们的弟兄 Harold， 也祝福我们每一个人啊。我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to be with you again this evening.
再次跟大家在一起，我很高兴。
I probably say that every time we're together.
也是每一次我跟大家在一起的时候，我都这样说的啊。
And the reason is because it is good to be with you, and we just praise the Lord for the opportunity to be together.
因为我这么说呢，是因为我跟大家在一起真的很好啊。我们也感谢主啊，给我们这样的机会，能够我们聚在一起。
Now, like many of you, I have enjoyed the ministry of the word from other brethren. Over the last many weeks and months.
我跟大家一样啊，我也特别的就是得意啊，就是过去的很多的月，很多的周里面的其他的这个弟兄跟大家分享的信息。
And it's an honor, excuse me, it's an honor to be able to be with you and to minister the word this evening.
那今天晚上呢，我能跟大家在一起，并能够跟大家分享这个话语呢，是我的荣幸。
I apologize for my cough. I'm hoping that as we talk, it will subside. We'll just carry on one way or another.
那我也时不时的会咳嗽啊，也请大家原谅，就是希望这咳嗽不会打扰我们的这个讲课。
So as Eric has suggested, I thought we would consider tonight the very important and the very practical issue of prayer.
Eric 呢也跟我建议啊，我自己也觉得这是一个非常重要，也是非常的这个有实际意义的一个话题，就是祷告。
I won't ask you to raise your hand, but I will ask you the question anyway. Do you pray as much as you feel you should?
那我就问大家一个问题啊，虽然不用大家举手啊，就是你有像你应该那样。的祷告去常常祷告嘛，就你祷告的频度和是像你应该那样去做的吗？
And I think if we were to formalize that question, excuse me, we would find out that not all of us do pray as much as we know we should.
实际上呢，我想我们都诚实的说呢，我们没有像我们应该的那样更多的去祷告。
We're going to consider tonight Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, which says, men ought always to pray and not to faint.
路加福音的十八章一节啊，就说人要常常的祷告，不可灰心。
But I think most of us would probably add, but I don't pray as much as I should.
那我想很多人呢都会在这句话后面加一句说，哎，其实我应该更多的祷告才对呀。
So I had a phone call today, and the dear lady said to me, you know, I've got a problem with prayer.
那我今天呢接了一个电话，是一个亲爱的姐妹给我打来的，她说我在祷告的方面呢有一个问题。
She said, there's maybe two reasons that immediately come to mind. Number one is that I've just got lots of big problems.
真的有两个点，一个呢就是我有很多很多很大的麻烦。
And number two, she said, you know, I don't know that I deserve answers to prayer because I'm not as holy and I'm not walking as I could walk. Maybe I'm too much of a sinner for the Lord to answer all my prayers.
那第二点呢，他的顾虑呢，就是他觉得他不配主回应他的祷告，因为他觉得他没有足够的圣洁，没有这个足够的与主同行。他觉得他作为一个有罪的人，他不配得主回应他的祷告。
And I think those and many other reasons, or I'm going to be blunt and say even excuses, are used by us for not praying as much as we should.
我想呢，这两点啊，也包括其他的原因，可能是我们没有像我们应该的那样更多的去祷告的原因啊，或者我更坦白的，就是更大胆的说呢，是我们以这个为借口，没有更多的去祷告。
But we continued to talk for a while, and she said, oh, she said, I've just got to tell you about an answer to prayer in my life. And she told me a lovely story about how God was answering her prayer.
然后呢，他们在电话里呢又谈了一会儿，然后过了一会儿呢，这个姐妹就说，我现在要给你讲一个我的祷告，得蒙神回应的一个事情，然后呢就给我讲了一个非常美好的神回应他祷告的一个事情。
So that's sort of a package that's often common. My problems are too great. My sinful life is too bad. But thanks, Lord, you've answered a lot of my prayers anyway. Praise the Lord.
我们常常都听人这么说啊，他说，哎呀，我的这个麻烦太大了。第二个呢，就是，哎呀，我的这个罪太大了，我的生活不够圣洁啊，所以神不回应我的祷告。但是呢，很多人呢都还会再加上说那个神其实回应了我很多的祷告。我们常常听人在谈论祷告的时候会说这几点东西。So
we're just going to look at a few passages of scripture tonight. Hopefully that will encourage us to keep on praying.
所以我们今天呢，要看圣经中的几段关于祷告的内容，希望呢能够鼓励大家更多的祷告。All
right, let's start in Psalm 119. In your Bibles, Psalm number 119.
我们先从诗篇的119篇开始。
And the psalmist begins with the two first verses, so delightful. He says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live.
It's Psalm 116.
Yeah. That's right. What did I say?
119.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. 116. Don't worry about the details.
Okay. 我们看诗篇119篇，不是诗篇119篇。那我先要读一下第一节和第二节。他说，我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求。他既向我侧耳，我一生要求告他。
All right. So the psalmist says, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my own relationship with the Lord in the light of prayer.
那他说呢，我要给大家讲一下，就是我自己的这个和神的这个关系当中的这个祷告的生活。
I'm not sure when it was the first time you realized that the Lord had answered your prayer, but there have been many times in my life when I've just shouted, Hallelujah, the Lord heard and answered my prayer.
我不知道你们都是从什么时候开始向神祷告的，但我的一生中呢，有很多次我都从心底里大声的呼喊说，哈利路亚，赞美神，你真的听了也回应了我的祷告。
So the question would be, why do you love the Lord? And there's so many reasons for it, but one of them certainly is, I love him because he heard me when I prayed and he answered my prayer.
我们为什么要爱神呢？因为有很多的理由，其中一个重要的理由呢，就是当我祷告的时候，他听了我，而且他回应了我。
Okay, verse 2 says, he actually inclined his ear unto me.
第二节啊，他既向我侧耳。
It's marvelous to think that the great God of heaven would pay any attention to anything that I might say.
所以当想到这个天上的神呢，居然他愿意注意听我所说的一切的事情了，这个本身就让我很惊奇了。
But when we realize that not only does he listen, but he answers, why, we just say with the psalmist, I love him. That's marvelous. He's a wonderful savior. Thank you for answering my prayer.
而且这个神呢，他不仅听我们的祷告，而且他就是应允我们的祷告啊。就像这个诗篇的作者说的，他说我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求。
He goes on and he says a little bit about the circumstances of life.
然后他接着去呢，讲了他生活中的一个他生命中的一些状况。
He says in verse 3, you know, I'm a sinner. He said, the sorrows of death compass me. The pains of hell got hold about me. I found trouble and sorrow.
第三节他说，因为我是个罪人啊，所以死亡的绳索缠绕我，阴间的痛苦抓住我，我遭遇患难愁苦。
He was at a personal extremity of distress, sorrow, and anguish.
所以他在一个个人的这个极大的这个痛苦、忧伤和这个愁苦当中啊。
But verse 4, he says, Then called I upon the name of the Lord, and I said, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul.
然后第四节他说，那时我便求告耶和华的名，说，耶和华呀，求你救我的灵魂。
He cried, and the Lord heard him, and the Lord helped him.
所以他呼求了，他大声的喊，然后神就听见他了，而且回应他了。
The psalmist says earlier, probably Psalm 37, this poor man cried unto the Lord, and he heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles.
那前面的诗篇啊，应该是诗篇73篇也讲了，这个可怜的人呢，他向神呼求，神就听见了，而且也把他从一切的他的困苦当中救拔出来。
And then the response of the psalmist to the answered prayer of the psalmist is given to us in the following verses.
然后呢，因为神回应了他的祷告，这个诗篇的作者呢，就在接下去的几节经文呢，对神回应他的祷告做出了一个回应。
So we say, or sorry, he says, gracious is the Lord and righteous.
第五节，他说耶和华有恩惠，有公义。
Why would he say gracious is the Lord?
那他为什么说就是耶和华有恩惠呢？
Probably because the Lord heard his prayer.
那很可能就是因为神应允了他的祷告。
Eric made reference earlier to the fact that the Lord is at the throne of grace. That's where we go to him in prayer. He's at the throne of grace. And the psalmist says, he was gracious to me. Hallelujah.
那上节课 Eric 也提到过，他说现在我们的神的宝座是恩典的宝座，是我们就是到这个恩典的这个宝座里去求神的帮助的。所以他这里这个诗篇的作者也说，他说耶和华有恩惠啊，他回应了，就是答应了我的祷告。
And then he says, yay, our Lord is merciful.
然后他说我们的神呢，以怜悯为怀。
The word grace implies that God gives us good things that we don't deserve.
那恩惠这个词呢，或者说恩典这个词呢，是指神把这个我们本不配得的东西给了我们。
Mercy is that God doesn't give us the bad things that we do deserve.
那怜悯这个词呢，是指神没有把我们本该得本该配得的那些不好的结果给我们。
Why does he say the Lord is gracious and merciful?
那为什么他会说耶和华是有恩惠有怜悯的呢？
Well, in the context of this psalm, it's obvious because the Lord was gracious and merciful to him.
因为按照这个诗篇的上下文呢，他之所以这么说，是因为神对他真的是有恩惠有怜悯的。
That's why the Lord allows him to say, that's why he's encouraged to say, he heard my prayer, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live.
所以这就是为什么在这诗篇里啊，他被神鼓励啊，他说我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求，我要一生求告他。
Verse number 6 says, the Lord preserveth the simple.
第六节说耶和华保护愚人。
Do you know enough to have the Lord answer your prayers?
你是因为懂得很多懂得足够多，所以神回应你的祷告吗？
Do you often have to say, Lord, my problem is not only have I got a big problem, I don't understand enough to know how to get out of it.
那通常我们祷告的时候呢，我会跟神说，神呢，我不仅有一个大麻烦，而且我真的不知道怎么从这个麻烦中走出来。
And there are probably many reasons for our simplicity, but none of them terribly complimentary.
那我们是有很多的这个愚蠢的这个头脑简单的地方，但这个并不是值得夸耀的。
Usually our simplicity comes from our own behavior, not enough zeal, not enough study. That's why we don't know what we should know.
那通常呢，我们这样的愚蠢呢，都是因为我们自己不够努力啊，就学习的不够，或者钻研的不够啊，所导致的。
And we could say, I don't know enough for the Lord to help me. If I were so-and-so, he knows a lot, but I can understand the Lord helping him, but how could the Lord help me?
你就说那个人他懂得很多啊，所以神帮助他了，但是我真的什么都不懂啊，我是很无知的，很愚蠢的，那神为什么也帮助我呢？
But the Lord says, sorry, the psalmist says, the Lord preserves the simple like me. Hallelujah.
但是这个诗篇的作者却说啊，他说耶和华保护愚人呢。
He says, my experience was, I was brought low, but he helped me.
他接着说，我落到卑微的地步，但是他救了我。
Wasn't just that something a little went wrong. It was a big problem. I went way down, but the Lord still helped me.
所以这个不是一个小麻烦呢，而是他一路往下滑，一直滑到很糟糕的，他这里说卑微的地步啊，但是神还是帮助了他。
And then in verse 7 he says, return unto thy rest, O my soul.
第七节他说，我的心哪，你要仍归安乐。
Do you ever get excited? Do you ever get distressed? Do you ever get agitated? I don't know if that's an easy word to translate. But you ever get to the point where you're not at rest?
你有时候会不会有的时候会过度兴奋，或者是很沮丧，或者说是这个躁动不安呢？但他这里面说这些情况都是就是不安息呀。
And sometimes when you look ahead to tomorrow, you don't have rest. You're not at rest.
有的时候你想想明天呢，你就不安息了，你就没有心里就没有平安了。
But if you look back, you usually do find rest. You can say, the Lord has dealt bountifully with me in the past.
但是你回顾以往呢，回顾过去呢，你心里就会有平安，因为你说因为你知道在过去神都帮助了我，都恩待了我。
Did he help you in the past?
神在过去有没有帮助你呢？
You say, yep, he did. All right. Then praise the Lord. He'll help you in the future too.
你会说过去神的确帮助了我，那既然这样的话呢，他未来也会帮助你的。
All right. Verse 8 says, Thou hast delivered my soul from death.
第八节他说主啊,
That's a marvelous thing to consider.
那想想这件事啊, 真的是很了不起的一个事。
What happens when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
当你信靠耶稣基督啊, 做你个人救主的时候, 发生了什么呢?
Well, you're delivered from death and you're given eternal life.
那其实就是你从死亡里面被救了出来, 你, 被赐予了永生。
Now, those who have truly trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they have passed from death unto life.
那些真正的信靠耶稣做你个人救主的人呢, 他们就是出死入生了。
John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish or die, but have eternal life.
那约翰福音的三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反灭亡就是死，反得永生。
Has the Lord saved you? If you say yes, you say, marvelous, wonderful, I get to go to heaven.
那神有没有救了你呢？如果说你如果的回答是神真的救了我，那你就应该说哈利路亚啊，我太感谢神了，因为我要去天堂了。
But that's not the end of the logic, because verse 8 also says, You've delivered my eyes from tears.
但是呢，到这里还没有完，他第八节他说，主救了我的眼，免了眼泪。
Have you ever had a problem so big that you started to cry about it?
你有没有一个麻烦大到一个程度，你就开始哭了呢？
And the answer, I'm sure, is yes, we've all been there.
那我相信大家的回答都是是的，因为我们都曾经有过这样的经历。
Now, if in fact he has delivered your soul from death when you got saved, and he has delivered your eyes from tears yesterday, you were crying, and today you've been blessed, marvelous.
所以他真的是这样，他在你信主的时候呢，他就救了你，免除了死亡。然后在过去的一切的事上，你在愁苦的时候、哭泣的时候呢，他都帮助了你。
If he did it yesterday, will he not repeat it today?
如果他过去这样做的话，他今天岂不是也会重复这样做吗？
And then the third thing is my feet from falling.
第三件主做的事情呢，就是他要救我的，他救了我的脚，免了跌倒。
My delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. The Lord has done that in the past for all of us if we trusted Him.
所以三件事啊，第一个他使我的灵魂呢，免除了死亡；第二个呢，他使我不再哭泣；第三个呢，是他免了使我的脚免了跌倒。这是主在过去为我们所有真正相信他的人所做的一切事，真的是哈利路亚赞美他。Okay,
if he did all that in the past, is he able to do it again?
如果他过去能这样做的话，那他现在有没有这个能力继续做呢？
That's why the psalmist wrote this psalms. He said, I love the Lord because he heard my prayer. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live.
所以这就是这个诗篇的作者，他在这里面这样说的原因。他说，我爱耶和华，因为他听了我的声音啊，我一生要求告他。
All right. And then you get to verse 9. He says, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
然后我们看第九节，他说我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。
So, the experience of the Lord leads to two things. I will keep praying and I will keep obeying. I will walk before him.
所以我们在过去啊与神同行的经历会让我们做两件事，一个就是我会继续的祷告，那第二件事就是我要继续的顺服他，继续的与他同行。
All right, so what do we learn from prayer?
所以我们从祷告中能够学到什么呢？
Well, number one, we learn from prayer that God does hear and can answer prayer.
那第一点呢，就是神的确听见了，而且他的确的响应了我们的祷告。
Number two, we rejoice in all the good things he has done for us.
第二个呢，就是我们很享受他为我们所做的一切美好的事情。
Number three, we keep on praying.
那第三点呢，就是我们继续祷告。
And number four, we're encouraged to keep on obeying.
那第四点呢，就是神鼓励我们要继续的顺服他。
All right, well, we're going to leave that delightful psalm at this point. There's much more that could and should be said, but that's an introduction to prayer from the Old Testament.
那我们这个诗篇呢就讲到这里，虽然这个诗篇呢还有很多的东西可以讲可以提，但是这个是我们关于祷告的一个像简介一样的，是在旧约里面给我们提出来。
The Gospel according to Luke gives us a couple of other delightful thoughts on prayer. So let's turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18.
那路加福音呢也讲了很多关于祷告的事情啊，我们现在来看一下，先看路加福音的18章。
All right, and we'll just read a few verses there.
我在这里读一些经文。
Luke chapter 18, and we'll read a section, eight verses together.
我们读这个前面的八节啊，路加福音的十八章一到八节。
It says, and Jesus spoke a parable unto his disciples, those who were with him, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man, and there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary.
我们先读一到三节啊。耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心，说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
And then he says, and he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
第四第五节，他多日不准，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。
Then the Lord said, verse 6, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
第六到第八节，主说，你们听着不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
Does God always answer your prayer just like that as soon as you pray?
那神是不是每一次你祷告的时候，他都立时立刻就像打一个响指这样，马上就回应了你的祷告呢？
And the answer is sometimes, but not always.
答案是呢，有时候神会这样，但是不是总是这样。
And so the Lord gives them an illustration.
所以在这里呢，主就给他们举例说明了。
here's the woman who has to a problem that's got to be set right by the judge. She goes to him over and over and over and over again, and finally he does what's right.
所以这里面讲的这个故事呢，就是一个寡妇，她有一个对头，她需要这个官呢给她伸冤呢，给她主持公义，那她就一遍一遍一遍一遍的去找这个官呢，最后给她解决了。
Now when we pray, the Lord sometimes answers immediately, and sometimes He withholds His answer for reasons that He knows are good for Him and good for us.
那有的时候我们祷告的时候呢，神会马上就回应我们。那有的时候呢，他会让这个这个结果啊稍微推迟一些，是为了一些在他来看对他对神来说有好处，对我们也有好处的一些原因。
When I was a little boy, I sometimes would say to my mother, "Mother, I would like some ice cream."
那我小的时候呢，我有的时候会跟妈妈说，我想吃冰淇淋。
She would say to you, "I'll give you some ice cream."
她说好，那就给你吃一点。
And I would say, "Well, I want ice cream now."
她妈妈说，那等一会儿会给你。她说我现在就想要。
And she would say, "Well, it's supper time." And so I'm going to give you the good food that you need for supper. And then after supper, I'll give you a little bit of ice cream. It won't do you as much harm, but it certainly won't do you as much good as what I'll feed you for supper. But I'll give it to you too.
然后他说呢，他妈妈说呢，现在因为是吃晚饭时间了，我现在要在这个晚饭时间呢给你吃一些好的食物，然后吃完晚饭结束以后呢，我会给你一点冰淇淋，这个对你呢虽然有好处，然后也不至于造成太大的伤害的时候，那会我会给你吃一点的。
So sometimes when we ask him, he says, "Yes, I will do that, but not right now. I'll do it later."
有的时候我们跟神祷告的时候呢，神说我会回应你的祷告呢，但是不是现在，而是要等一等。
Sometimes he says, "I will do it, but I won't give you this. I'll give you something better."
那有的时候神会说呢，我会回应你的祷告，但是我不是给你你所求的这个，而是给你一个更好的结果。
But he always hears, and he always responds in the way that is best.
所以神呢总是听我们的祷告，而且他总是用那最好的方式来回应我们的祷告。
So the verse begins, the chapter rather begins, he spake his parable that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
所以这一章的一开始啊，他就开篇就说耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Have you ever got to the point where you say, "Well, maybe I just will stop praying"?
你有没有曾经到一个点就说，哎，算了，我不再祷告了。
Jesus said, "No, don't stop. You keep praying. You might get tired. You might faint. You might say, 'It's hardly worth it. This isn't working.'"
但是耶稣说呢，也可能你会觉得累了、疲劳了，或者灰心了，或者你觉得这样做不值得。但是耶稣说，你不要停下来，不要停止祷告。
But the Lord's instructions are keep on praying.Always pray. Don't faint. Don't become weary. Don't become discouraged. Keep on praying anyway.
主给我们的教导呢，是要让我们常常祷告，一直祷告，不要疲惫，不要灰心，就坚持祷告。
Now sometimes when I become discouraged, I say, "Lord, I have come to pray. And I have come to pray because you have told me that I must not faint. I'm always to pray. So here I am. I'm praying now because you told me to pray."
那我也有灰心沮丧的时候，但是那个时候呢，我还去祷告，因为我跟自己说呢，主啊，我来祷告是因为你告诉我要常常祷告，不可灰心。你既然这样说了，既然这样指教我，我就这样来做了。
One occasion, you'll remember, after feeding the 5,000, the many of the disciples went away, the Lord said to Peter, Peter, are you going to go away too?
还记得就是圣经记载的主喂饱这个五千人的以后呢，然后很多人呢就离开了嘛，然后那个主就问彼得说，你们也要离开吗？
Peter said, well, Lord, to whom should we go? Where else can we go?
然后呢彼得就说，那我们能去哪里呢？
He said, you have the words of eternal life. We're going to stay with you, Lord, because you've got the words of eternal life.
那彼得说呢，那我们哪也不去，因为你有永生之道啊，我们还去跟从谁呢？我们就跟从你，哪也不去。
Men ought always to pray.
所以人要常常祷告。
Did Peter always pray?
但是彼得有做到常常祷告吗？
Well, you remember the story, don't you? In the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Lord said, watch and pray.Lest you fall into the temptation of the devil. And Peter didn't pray, he went to sleep.
那大家都记得在科西玛尼园的时候，主耶稣告诉他们，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。但是彼得当时没有祷告，而是睡着了。
But the Lord said, men ought always to pray. Peter, you should have kept on praying.
但是主给我们教导是人要常常祷告，所以彼得你也要祷告。
Now, in fact, he made lots of mistakes because he didn't pray.
但事实呢，就是因为彼得当时没有进行祷告，所以他后面呢犯了很多的错误。
But the Lord in his mercy delivered him anyway, and Peter was restored at the Sea of Galilee.Sometime later, and then Peter went on to great blessing. He said, I am going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to follow the Lord.
但是主呢有怜悯，他还是帮助了彼得，然后重新建立了他的信心，在这个加利利海边的时候。所以从那以后呢，彼得就说我要常常的祷告，我要常常的跟随神。
Now, the question often is regarding the Bible verses, what is the context in which these promises, these verses were made?
但是我们读经的时候呢，要注意一点，就是要注意这个这段话，或者说神给了一个应许，或者一个什么别的教导，它的这个上下文的背景是什么。
And so, I went back to chapter 17 in Luke.To look at the context.
所以我就回到这个路加的十七章啊，看看这个十八章这里面就关于祷告的这个教导的，它的这个上下文的联系是什么。
And so verses 26 and 27.
我们看这个二十六和二十七节。
They read, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
路加的十七章的二十六节和二十七节，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。那时候的人又吃又喝，又娶又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。
What would you have done if you had been Noah?
那如果你是挪亚的话，你会做什么呢？
Lord said, Noah, I want you to build me a little ark.
然后神对挪亚说，我让你做，我要你给我做一个方舟。
Noah said, how big will that be?
然后挪亚就问神，那就多大呀，这个方舟。
The Lord said, well, it'll be 450 feet long. That's pretty much 140 meters.
那神说的有450英尺长啊，差不多是140米长。
He said, Lord, that's a big boat. That's going to take me a long time.
那挪亚会说，神呢，这可是一艘巨大的船呢，那我要造这个船要花好多时间呢。
The Lord said, that's all right, Noah, you go ahead and build it anyway.
然后神说，没关系的，你就听我的去做吧。
Now, what do you think happened? Every day when Noah was building the ark.
那你觉得挪亚每天都在造船的时候会发生什么呢？
Well, every day the people laughed at him.
那就是每天呢人都在嘲笑他。
And I think probably often Noah became very discouraged.
那我想肯定挪亚常常都会觉得很灰心啊，很沮丧。
I don't know if you've ever built anything, not like an ark, but even something a lot smaller. One of the problems that I have is that sometimes when I'm hammering a nail, I hit my thumb instead of the nail.
那 我有的时候也会做一点东西，当然不是像那个方舟这么大的东西啊，但是我经常遇到的麻烦就是我要钉钉子的时候，我钉的不是钉子，总是钉在我的大拇指上。
And when I do that, I say, Lord, that hurts.
然后我钉着我的大拇指的时候，我就说，哎呀，神呐，这可真疼啊。
Now, what would you have done if you were Noah?
所以如果你是挪亚的话，你会怎么做呢？
And the answer is, by the grace of God, you would be like Noah. And you would say, the Lord told me to build this. All the people are laughing. And it's hard work. And my thumb hurts. But I am going to keep on praying.
但因着你的恩典呢，我相信你也会像挪亚，因着神的恩典呢，我相信你也会像挪亚一样啊。虽然这个船很大很难造，然后人们也在嘲笑他，然后这个工作也很辛苦，有的时候呢，那他大拇指也会疼，但是他说，既然神说了，我就去做。
Men ought always to pray and not to faint.
所以人呢，要常常的祷告，不要灰心。
And then there's another story that follows. It's in chapter 17, verses 23. I'm not sure. I guess it's 28 down through 30.
那接下去呢，我们讲这个28节到30节。
And so the Lord says, likewise also. It was in the days of Lot. They did eat and drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
路加的十七章二十八到三十节，又好像罗德的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造。到罗德出索多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。人子显现的日子也要这样。
What would you do if you were Lot?
那如果你是罗德的话，你会怎么做呢？
Lot lived in a very wicked world.
罗德所生活那个世界也是很邪恶的。
And the Bible said that his righteous spirit was vexed by the behavior of the wicked all around. It wasn't a nice place to live.
那圣经说啊，这个罗德的这个义心啊，就是他那个公义的心呢，就是因为这个世界的这个罪而日夜忧伤。
Lot had another problem.
那罗德还有另外一个麻烦。
He didn't really have anybody in his family who agreed with him.
就是在他的家里啊，他找不到其他人呢，和他是一致的。
He had sons and daughters, but they didn't agree.
那他有女儿女婿啊，但是他们也并不和他意见一致。
He had sons-in-law, probably daughters-in-law, and he probably had grandchildren. They didn't believe him.
他可能女儿女婿甚至 有可能会有孙子一辈的，但是他们都不相信他。
He had a wife and she only believed him in part.
他有一个妻子，但这个妻子也是选择部分的相信他。
He had two daughters who lived with him at home, but they didn't really believe him either.
他有两个女儿哈，当时还和他一起住在家里，但是他们也不相信他。
What was the counsel of God? To Lot.
那神给罗德的这个指示是什么呢？
When you're all alone, chapter 18, men ought always to pray and not faint.
那就是十八节这里说的，就即使你很孤单，你也要常常祷告，不可灰心。
Now, in his mercy, the Lord delivered Noah, and Noah and his family were spared in the flood. Praise the Lord.
因着神的怜悯呢, 神把这个挪亚和他的这个一家人呢, 都从洪水中救了出来。
In the mercy of the Lord, Lot was delivered, but not in an abundant way that Noah was. He was delivered, we would use the word in English, by the skin of his teeth.
那个罗德呢, 也是, 神也因着他的怜悯也救了他, 但是他的这个得救呢, 不像这个挪亚那么是胜利的得救啊, 就是, 应该是就是将将勉强得, 刚刚得救的。
What does the Lord say?
那神怎么说呢?
The Lord says, even in extremities like that, men ought always to pray and not faint.
那就是即使在这样的这个极端的情况下, 人也是要常常祷告, 不要灰心。
Keep on praying.
所以要继续的祷告。
Turn with me now back to chapter 11 in the book of Luke.
我们再翻到路加的十一章。
Chapter 11.
路加十一章。
And again, we will read many verses here for our encouragement. You've read them before, no doubt. We'll read them again.
那这里面的经文呢，会鼓励我们啊。我相信这里面的经文大家以前都读过了，但是我们今天要继续读。
Verse 1 says of chapter 11 of Luke, and it came to pass that as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he ceased praying, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in heaven, as so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
从第一节读到这个第四节。 耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说：“你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。”
And then he tells them a delightful story in order to encourage them to keep praying.
然后接下去呢, 主就给他们讲了一个让我们很高兴的故事, 是鼓励, 为的是鼓励他们持续的祷告。
And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut. My children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
我们读第五到第八节啊，耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借给我三个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
And then the concluding section, verses 9 through 13. I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
第9到第13节的这一段就是总结了，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好， 赏且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
All right, so some wonderful passages here then on prayer. We're certainly not going to go into all the detail, but the Lord has given us in those first verses what we would call a model prayer.
那这一段呢是关于祷告的非常好的一个教导啊。 我们可能不能每一个细节都谈到，但是我们要提到前面这一段呢，是主给了我们一个祷告的范本。Those
verses are not simply to be repeated verbatim, though it's often a good thing to do that.
所以这样的这个祷告把它背下来，这个是对我们很好的一个事情。But
there is a model here that we should follow.
这里面呢有一个范本呢，一个样本，我们可以照着去学的。The
first one in verse 3 is when you pray, say, Our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
那第二节他说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。The
first thing is to honor, and if you like, to praise and give thanks to the Lord for who he is and what he has done.
所以我们祷告的时候呢，第一个呢，先要给把这个荣耀归给神呢，把感谢和赞美啊，归给神，为了什么呢？是为了他是一个怎样的神，以及他做了怎样的事而赞美他。And
then the prayer goes on and says, Thy will be done. As in heaven, so in earth. Prayer should always be, Lord, whatever you want is what we want. Would you please do what you want so that I and all around could do what you want?
然后接着他说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。这句话的意思呢，就是说，神呢，愿你想的也是我们想的，你想做的也是我们做的。所以，神愿你去做你的意。 旨意里面想做的事，这样我们可以跟随，也跟你做一样的事。And
then verse 3 says, Give us day by day our daily bread. That's to come with the specific petition that we have when we pray.
第三节说我们日用的饮食啊，天天赐给我们。这句话呢，就轮到我们跟神把我们这个每天的这个需要啊，具体的需要告诉他了。
And then the next verse 4 is about repentance, first of all. Forgive us our sins.
第四节呢，就是悔改我们的罪了。说他说赦免我们的罪。And
then the prayer, lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil.
然后还要祈求神不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
A delightful model for us to follow as we pray.
所以这是让我们祷告的时候一个很好的这个祷告的范本。Sometimes
prayer degenerates into give me, give me, give me, give me, give me.
有的时候我们的祷告啊，就简化到只有一点，就是让神给我这个，给我那个，给我这个，给我那个。And
the Lord here is saying there's far more to prayer than that. And so we're to follow this model to make sure that we're honoring the Lord and seeking His will and then seeking our particular desire.
但是真正祷告的内容呢，远比就是求神给我这个给我那个要广泛的这个
多啊，所以我们要在这里先要把尊贵荣耀先献给神，然后祈求他的这个旨意成就，然后再告诉他我们所需要的我们的请求。
And then he tells them again the interesting story. Is it a parable? Is it something that actually happened? We're not precisely sure, but we do know that the principles enunciated are very important for us.
那接下去呢，主耶稣就讲了一个故事，这到底是一个比喻呢，还是一个真实发生的事情呢？我们并不是准确的知道，但是呢，他这里面这个讲的道理呢，是这个原则呢，是对我们很重要的。
There's a man who in the story who has somebody come to him late at night and basically says to him, I'm traveling, I'm in need of a place to stay, I'm going to stay at your place tonight.
那这故事里面就有一个人呢，半夜有一个朋友到他那里去，然后这个朋友的意思呢是让他给他准备吃的，因为他还没有吃东西。
So the man says, well, that's very good. You come on in. And he comes in. And then the man says to him, excuse me, but have you had anything to eat? Have you eaten this evening?
然后这个人呢就把他的这个远道而来的朋友迎进来了，就说你请进，那你今天吃的东西没有啊，他问他。
And the man says, well, no, matter of fact, I haven't eaten. I'm thankful that you're giving me a place to stay tonight. But no, I haven't eaten. I sure would like some food.
然后他的朋友说，我还没吃东西呢。我很感谢你啊，能让我今天晚上有个地方住，但是我的确现在还没有吃过东西。
And the first man says, well, my problem is I got a bed. You can sleep in the bed. But he says, I don't have any food in the house.
那这个主人呢就说，哎呀，我有床，你睡在床上没问题，但是我这家里啊就没有吃的了。
And his friend probably says, well, I don't need anything fancy. Just give me some bread. That'll be good.
然后呢这个朋友就说，我也不用特别麻烦的这个精致的食物，我就要一点那个面包，要点饼就行了。
And the other man says, well, my problem is I don't have any bread. I don't have anything in the fridge. I don't have any bread. I don't have anything. I don't have enough to give you between now and the morning.
但是这个主人说呢，他说我连面包也没有，我的冰箱里，我的家里就是任何地方的什么吃的都没有了，就从现在到天亮之前呢，我是没有办法给你提供吃的了。
And so my initial reaction to that is, what's wrong with this fellow? Why doesn't he have some bread in the fridge? Why doesn't he have something that he can feed him? What's the matter with him?
那我当时读这个故事第一个反应就是，这个人怎么回事啊？他为什么家里什么东西，什么吃的都没有？他怎么能不存一点吃的呢？他怎么至于到这种程度，一点吃的都拿不出来给他的朋友呢？
And no matter what the answer is, it's not complimentary. The man should have had something to feed his friend.
但是其实这个真的不是对这个人的一个夸赞呢，他应该是有东西能拿出来给他的朋友才对。
So the man says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go next door, and I'm going to knock on their door, and I'm going to say, would you please give some food to me and for me and my friend?Because he's just come to me, and so he goes and knocks on the next door.
然后那这个主人就说，我现在知道该怎么做了，我就去敲我隔壁邻居的门吧，我求他给我一些吃的，因为我有一个朋友来半夜来找我，他想要吃的，我没有给他，我没有东西给他，我现在求我的邻居给他。
So do you think he might have been a little embarrassed when he was knocking on his neighbor's door and the neighbor comes all groggy and says, why'd you wake me up? And the man says, my friend has come and I don't have any food for him.
那大家有没有觉得这个人去敲邻居家的门的时候其实也挺尴尬的呢？他这个邻居啊，这个摇摇晃晃出来的时候问他，你干嘛，你半夜敲我的门？他说，那真的不好意思，我有一个朋友半夜来，我没有东西给他吃，你能不能帮帮我？
And the neighbor probably says to him, what's the matter with you? Why don't you have some food for him? Couldn't you got something? Why don't, what, What's the point of living hand to mouth? Surely you could feed him something. No, I don't have any food in the house.
然后这个可以想象他的邻居可能会对他说，你怎么回事啊，你这个人，你怎么能家里连一点吃的都没有呢？你怎么能至于到这个程度，什么都吃的都不能给你的朋友呢？这真是有点太差劲了。然后这个朋友就说，哎呀，我没办法，我真的是没有东西给他吃。
Now, two possible responses. Number one, the neighbor could simply say, listen, go to bed. You go home. You can buy something in the morning. Quit disturbing me. And he slams the door.
所以接下去这个邻居呢可能有两种反应。一个呢就是说你回去吧，别再打扰我了，就是你等到那个白天你去买点什么东西给他吃吧。然后他就把门关上了，啪的一声关上了。
And the Lord Jesus says, that's not likely to happen. The man will say, I'll give you something.
那主耶稣是说呢，那通常呢不会，这个邻居不会这样反应的。他那个邻居多半都会说，好吧，我给你点东西。
All right. Now, what's the Lord going to do? When you come and you say, Lord, I need to give something to somebody and I don't have anything to give them.
那现在如果你到神的面前，你也是这样的情况，你说主啊，我需要给别人一些东西，但是我手头什么都没有。
And you're probably going to say, I need something I know I should have provided it. I know I should have solved this problem yesterday, but you see I didn't. I'm in real trouble today.Would you please help me?
你可能会对主说，主啊，我知道我本来应该是预备好的，我本来可能应该昨天就解决这个问题的，但是我没有，我拖到现在，我现在手里一无所有啊，但是我有这样的一个需要啊，你能不能帮助我？
And the thrilling thing about the story is that the Lord says God will provide you.Not only enough for you, but he'll provide for your friend who's come to you in the middle of the night as well.
这个故事让我们高兴的一个结果呢，就是神说神一定会供应你的，不仅供应你，也供应深夜到你这里来投诉的这个朋友。
He says to him, would you give me 3 loaves?
他这里面故事里面说啊，他说他问这个朋友要三个饼。
I've often wondered why three loaves.
我有时候会想为什么是三个饼呢？
How much could his friend eat?
他的朋友能吃多少啊？
Well, probably not 3 loaves. I think the man gave him enough for himself, for the friend who came, and for the man who was entertaining him, and maybe for others in his family as well. I don't know. 3 loaves is an awful lot to feed one man to keep him going from midnight till breakfast.
所以我想啊，这三个饼啊，可能不仅够他这个半夜来投诉的这个朋友吃，可能也够这个人这个主人的自己以及他的家人吃。就是这个三个饼啊，对于一个半夜到人家里来这个投诉的人来说是足够多的。
What does this teach us about prayer?
所以这个能教导我们关于祷告的什么教导呢？
It teaches us that the Lord loves us and cares for us and recognizes that we're often in great need because of our own irresponsibility.
这个故事告诉我们呢，神爱我们，他也看顾我们，他也知道我们的这个看出了我们的需要。有的时候是因为我们自己不够负责任，准备不足而导致的这个需要。
And so you and I often come to him and say, Lord, I've got a problem, but it's not just my problem. I've got to help somebody else.And I don't have enough for me. How can I help somebody else too?
有的时候我们会到主面前说，主啊，我有一个麻烦，而且不仅我有这个困难，然后我的朋友也有这个困难。那个我自己其实都没有东西 就都不够了，我怎么还能去帮助到他呢？
And the thrilling thing in the story is that the story has told us to encourage us to come in our need, even if our need is our own irresponsible behavior.
但是这个故事啊，就这里这个例子就鼓励我们了，要把我们的带着这个困难到主那里去，即使我们的这个难处啊，是因为我们自己不够负责任，我们自己的这个原因呢所导致的，也可以带到主那里去。
Is the Lord able to help us help others?
你觉得主有没有能力帮助我们，从而让我们能够去帮助别人呢？
So the Christian gets benefit when he has his own need he prays, but when the Christian recognizes the need of somebody else, he goes and he prays for that, and the Lord solves both problems at the same time.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们可以为自己的事情祷告，我们也可以为其他人的这个需要祷告，那神会满足我们的需要，也会满足我们替别人代祷的这个事情，我们的神都会满足的。
Does the Lord love the Christian?
那神爱基督徒吗？
Yes. Does the Lord love those the Christian loves?
神当然爱基督徒，那神主爱不爱基督徒所爱的人呢？
Yes.
当然也爱。
Will the Lord help you?
主会帮助你吗？
Yes. Will the Lord help those that you could help if you only had more ability?
那主会不会帮助那些如果你有更大的能力就能够帮助到的人呢？
And yes, the Lord will not only help you, he'll help them through you. He will make up for your lack of ability to do what you could do.
那主不仅会帮助你，他也会借着你帮助你所爱的那个人，他会给你能力，让你有足够的能力去帮助别人。
Well, just we were talking about context in the earlier chapter 17. What are the, what is the context here?
所以我们就像刚才我们读18章的时候呢，也去看17章的这个上下文的联系，在这里呢，我们也看看这一段的上下文是什么呢？
And the other is the story of the Good Samaritan. That's John chapter 10, verses 20 and following.
这是约翰福音的十章的
John 10, sorry, Luke 10, I'm sorry.
是路加的十章的这个好撒玛利亚人。
Yeah, Luke 10, verse 20, and down the story of the Good Samaritan.
就是这个路加福音的这个撒玛利亚妇人不是好撒玛利亚人的这个故事。
All right. The story is very simple. You'll remember a man was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho and he fell among thieves. They beat him up. They robbed him. They left him at the side of the road and they left him half dead.
那就是路加福音十章的三十节开始的这个故事啊，大家都可能很熟悉，就是一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥城，落在强盗的手里，被他们剥去他的衣服，把他打个半死。
So what are you going to do when you see somebody at the side of the road and you've got a tight schedule and you don't have the wherewithal to help him and you know he needs help, it's just you don't have enough ability to help him.
那如果你遇到这种情况，一个人在路边快死了的情况，你会怎么样呢？那个时候你可能还会时间很紧张，而且你可能还没有什么能力能够帮助他，你会怎么样呢？
And the priest walked by and probably did have all the ability to help, but he didn't.
一个祭司呢就看了看他就走了，他可能有能力，但是他也没有帮助他。
And the Levite walked by, and he probably didn't have all the ability to help, but he could have got it if he'd asked the Lord for it.
那有一个利未人也就看看他也路过走了，他可能没有这个能力，但是如果他去求主呢，主也会给他这个能力帮助这个人的，但是他也没有，他就过去了。
And the Samaritan walked by, And the Samaritan stopped and helped him. I'm not sure all the abilities the Samaritan had. It was very inconvenient for him, to say the least. But he said, I will do what has to be done, even if I don't have all the abilities. He was a Samaritan.
后来呢来了一个撒玛利亚人，这个撒玛利亚人呢他就留下来帮助他了，虽然这个撒玛利亚人呢对他来说这件事情可能也是添麻烦的，他可能也没有足够的能力，但是他说不管怎么样我还是要留下来帮助他，因为他是一个撒玛利亚人，其实对他来说是有很诸多不便的。
Okay, two key things now. Number one, is the Lord able to answer your prayers for your need?
所以这里有两个重点，一个就是神有能不能回应你的需要呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是肯定的。
And the second thing is the Lord able to give you enough to begin to answer your friend's need, your family's need, your enemy's need, if that's the case?Is he able to give you enough to meet the need of another?
那第二点呢？第二件事就是，神有没有能力能够满足你、你的朋友、你的家人，甚至你的敌人的这个需要呢？也就是说，神能不能通过你满足别人的需要呢
？And the answer is yes. Our God is able.To meet not only my need for myself, but he's able to meet my need for another.
那答案是肯定的，我们的神不仅能够满足我的个人的需要，也能够满足我为了帮助别人而产生的这个需要。
Okay, these are marvelous principles. And if you're like me, you read them and then you say, I'm going to keep praying that prayer.
所以这是非常好的一个原则啊，所以如果你像我一样的话，我就会说，那我一定要持续的祷告。
In the stresses of life, I say, Harold, your job is to continue to pray. Men ought always to pray and don't faint. Harold, keep going and the Lord will help you. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying.
所以在生活的各种难处里面啊，我常常对我自己说 Harold, 你就只管继续的祷告，因为主教导我们说人要常常的祷告，不可灰心，所以你就继续的祷告祷告祷告。
And then the other is, when you are called upon to help somebody else, you pray and you say, Lord, would you give me 3 loaves, please? I've got to help this person. You're going to have to help me, help them.
所以有的时候呢，当你遇到这个呼召或遇到一种情况，你需要去帮助别人的话呢，你就可以跟主求说，主啊，我需要3个饼啊，就是我不但要满足自己，我有需要帮助的人呢，求你也通过我能够给我能力能够帮助到别人。
I often pray this latter prayer when I am called upon to tell some people about the Lord Jesus.
所以我当需要要告诉别人分享福音给别人的时候呢，我常常就是按照这第二种情况去祷告。
Sometimes I find myself on the street or in some other circumstance and I meet somebody and we start talking about Jesus and he asks a question and I say, Lord, I don't know the answer. Would you please lend me the 3 loaves?That I need to satisfy him.
那我有的时候在街上或者在其他的这个场合里面我遇到一个人，我跟他这个谈论耶稣的时候呢，他可能会问我一个问题。这个时候呢，我就要做这个祷告了。我说主啊，你能不能给我3个饼啊？就是你给我这个饼呢，我可以去回答他的这个问题，可以满足他的这个需要。
And in his mercy, over and over and over again, the Lord has seen fit.To answer those prayers.
所以因着神的怜悯呢，一遍一遍的神都回应了我这样的祷告。
Why did the psalmist, Psalm 116, why did the psalmist continue to pray?
所以我们看到这个诗篇116篇里面的这个作者，他为什么持续的祷告呢？
He prayed today because the Lord had answered his prayer yesterday.
那他今天祷告是因为神在昨天呢回应了应允了他的祷告。
And he says, I promise to pray tomorrow because the Lord answered my prayer yesterday. Maybe by tomorrow, he'll answer today's prayers too.
所以他说我明天啊我一定也还会祷告，因为他响应了我昨天的祷告，那说不定明天呢他就会响应我今天的祷告，所以我要一直祷告。
How could you prove that the Lord really is good? And that he really does love you. How could you prove that he exists?
那你怎么能够证明神爱你呢？神对你好呢？甚至你怎么证明神存在呢？
Well, the answer is, one way is simply to say he must exist because he answered my prayer in a way that no one else could have, no one else would have known to. He answered my prayer.I believe him.
那一个简单的原因呢，就是因神回应了你的祷告，而且是用别人都做不到的方式，而且别人也不懂的方式来回应了你的祷告，所以你说我知道他的存在，因为他回应过我的祷告。
When should people pray those kinds of prayers?
那人应该在什么时候做这样的祷告呢？
The question often is, do you pray that kind of thing, when you're a new Christian, or do you wait to pray these kinds of prayers until you're a mature Christian?
所以你当你是新基督徒的时候，你要这样祷告，然后你是一个成熟基督徒呢，你也要这样祷告。
Some people say to me, now, would you pray for me, Harold? And I say, yes, I would.
那有的人会说 ,Harold, 你能不能为我祷告呢？我说我会为你祷告的。
But I say, why don't you pray for yourself?
然后呢，但是我还是问他，你为什么不自己祷告呢？
And they often say, well, I don't know enough. I'm not mature enough. I'm a new Christian, or I'm not even a Christian. God will never hear me.
然后他说，因为我懂得太少，我也不够成熟，我不是个成熟的基督徒，可能神不会听我的祷告。
But he will.
但是他会听你的祷告的。
We've just got to pray.
我们只管祷告就好了。
So I look back in my life the way the psalmist did, and I say, I love the Lord because he heard my prayer.
所以我也回顾我的一生，我也像这个诗篇的这个作者有同样的感慨啊，说，我爱耶和华，因为他回应了我，他听我的祷告。
And I sometimes ask the question, Harold,When did the Lord answer your prayers most dramatically and most emphatically?
那有时候我也问自己说 ,Harold, 你的祷告什么时候神是用最奇妙的最大能的这种方式来回应你呢？
And the answer, of course, is he always answers our prayers.
那答案是他总是回应我们的祷告的。
But most of the time he doesn't,Tell us about it. He just does it.
有的时候呢，他就是这么做了，他不一定告诉我们，他就这么做了。
So I said to myself, "Okay, Harold, when did the Lord answer your prayers most dramatically, so that it was obvious to you and to anybody else who hears the story that God answered those prayers?"
但是什么时候神会用这个最戏剧化的这个方式回应你的祷告，让你知道肯定错不了，这是神在回应你的祷告，而且你能够分享给别人这样的经历呢？
And the answer is, he answered most of my prayers most dramatically when I was a very young and new Christian.
那大部分啊，神用非常奇妙的这种戏剧化的这种方式啊，来回应我的祷告的时候呢，大多数都是在我还是一个新基督徒的时候。
So he proved himself by answering prayer in a wonderful way when I was young. And I said, this is absolutely marvelous.
所以神在我还是还年轻的是个年轻基督徒的时候是 还刚信主的时候呢，神会用这样奇妙的方式回应我，让我更加的确信知道他在回应我的祷告，我也会更大的赞美他。
And sometimes, even now I say, Lord, could you please show me the answers to my prayer like you did before?
现在我有的时候会问主，你能不能像以前那样把你回应我祷告的这个结果显明给我看呢？
And sometimes she seems to say to me, Harold, I don't have to do that. You already know I answer prayer. You just keep believing me. You just keep trusting. You just keep praying. You already know I answer prayer.
那有时候神会回答我说 ，Harold， 你已经知道了，我回应你的祷告，所以我现在不再需要用那样的方式告诉你了，你就只需要持续的相信我，持续的祷告就好了。
Don't wait to start praying. Pray now. Pray when you're young.Then keep on praying when you get older and older and older in the Lord.
所以我们祷告不需要去等待啊，我们从现在就开始祷告。当你还是年轻基督徒的时候，你就祷告；然后当你逐渐成长的时候，你也持续的祷告，总是祷告。
I often tell the story about my sister. Some of you will remember this story.
那我常常给大家讲一个我姐姐的这个故事啊，可能有的人还记得这个故事。
When she was a little girl, she used to go along to some Bible stories, Bible study nights for children. She would go to the place we used to go to Sunday school.
那她还是一个小姑娘的时候呢，她有的时候会需要去一个上主日学的地方啊，去上一个查经的课。
She was probably 9 or 10 years old when this story took place.
那这个故事发生的时候呢，她可能只有9岁或者10岁的样子。
She had to take actually 3 streetcars. Before we had buses, we had streetcars.
那个时候呢，她需要乘3趟这个，他们管这个叫街车啊。那时候还没有这个公共汽车的时候，就是这种街车啊去。
She had to take 3 streetcars, so her mother gave her enough money to buy 1 ticket, and then she would get what they called a transfer to get onto the next streetcar, and another a transfer to get onto the next streetcar.
所以呢，妈妈呢就给她足够的钱呢，购买一张票，然后她从她第一趟车的时候呢，那个司机会给她一个转车票。然后到第二辆车的时候又会给他一个转车票，这样他用一张票和两张转车票呢就可以坐3趟车了。
So when she, her mother gave her the money, she said, you don't need money to get home, your father will meet you, he'll bring you home, all you need is enough money to buy 1 ticket and get your transfer.
然后妈妈说呢，我只给你这个单程的只给你钱呢，购买单程的票就行了。因为上课结束以后呢，你爸爸会去接你，所以你回来的时候就不用去坐公共汽车了。
So she got on the first streetcar, then on the second. While she was waiting for the third at the bus stop or the streetcar stop, she was playing with her transfer.
所以她坐了第一趟车，然后又倒了，又坐了上第二趟车，然后她下来以后呢，在等这个第三趟要转的这个车的时候呢，她在等的时候呢，就在玩她的这个转车票。
And as she was playing with it, the wind came along, a gust of wind took the transfer, blew it away.
然后就正在玩的时候呢，然后一股风来啊，就把她的这个转车券给吹跑了。
And she hunted.And hunted and hunted, and she couldn't find the transfer.
然后她就找啊找，到处找也找不着这个转车券了。
And she said, "What can I do? I can't walk. I can't go anywhere. I don't have any money. I need that transfer."
然后她说："这下我可怎么办呢？我也不能走去那个地方，然后我现在也不能回家，因为身上也没有钱。我必须得找到这张转车券才行啊。"
And so she bowed her head and she prayed right there at the streetcar stop.
然后她就在那个转车的这个车站那里啊，就开始低下头来祷告。
And she simply said, Lord, if you could send the wind to blow it away, Would you please send the wind to blow it back?
然后他的祷告很简单，他说主啊，你既然能够让风啊把我这个券给吹跑，你能不能让风再把我这个转车券再给我吹回来啊？
And the gust of wind came and blew. She went over, picked up the transfer, and got on the streetcar and went to the meeting.
然后真的就有风把这个那个转车券给吹过来了，他就赶紧去捡起来，然后就上了这个车，就到了目的地了。
Now if you were to ask her2 days later, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? What do you think she'd say?
那如果这件事发生以后，两天以后，如果你问我的姐姐说你相信耶稣基督吗？你猜她会怎么说？
And she would say, of course I do.
她说我当然相信。
And then they would say, why?
然后他们会问为什么呢？
And she would give them lots of reasons because she'd read her Bible. But she would end up by saying,Only God can cause the wind to do what it's supposed to do. I believe in the God who made the wind.
当然他因为他读经了，所以他可以给这个人很多其他的理由，但他最后一定会说，只有神呢能够让风去做风该做的事情啊，所以我要去相信那个能去指挥风，让风听从他的那个神呢。
And I believe that if each of us who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior were asked the question, did Jesus ever do any miracles in your life because of prayer?
所以当别人问你，你信靠耶稣基督吗？你可能会要回答这样的一个问题，就是神有没有曾经回应过你的祷告呢？
And you would say yes, and you would tell them, marvelous.
当然你会说肯定的，然后你会告诉他，曾回应你祷告的这些奇妙的故事。
I didn't say very much when I was younger. I was a quiet kind of a guy.
那我年轻的时候呢，其实我话不多，我平常不大说话的。
I had two friends.
我有两个朋友。
One friend I prayed for often.We went to school together. I prayed for my friend often.
那我们是有一个朋友是我们是一起上学的，我经常为他祷告。
It was probably 20 years after I started to pray for him that he became a Christian.
那我从开始为他祷告，大概20年以后啊，他也成了基督徒。
I had another friend that I prayed for every day.
那我还有一个朋友呢，我是每天都为他祷告。
For about 2 years.
差不多两年以后
That friend became a Christian.
这个朋友就成了基督徒。
Okay, but I was still in school.
那时候我还在上学。
And you say to me, do you believe God can answer prayer, Harold?
那如果你那个时候问我，你相信神能够回应祷告吗？
And I would say, of course God can answer prayer. He answered my prayer.
然后我会告诉他，当然我相信神会回应祷告，因为他回应了，他答应了我的祷告呀。
All right, what did we start with? Luke chapter 18 and verse 1.
我们今天一开始讲了什么呢？就路加的福音的18章第一节。
And that's not where we started. We started in Psalm 116, which says, I love the Lord because he heard my prayer, therefore I will continue to pray.
当然这个不是我们最开始的，最开始今天一开始讲的我们是诗篇116篇，说我爱耶和华，因为他听了我要一生求告他。
Luke 18:1 says the Lord Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint。
然后我们就讲路加福音的18章啊，这里的主的一个教导，他说人要常常祷告，不可灰心。
Why this message this evening?
为什么我们今天晚上要讲这个信息呢？
Number one, to all the Christians, keep on praying.
那第一个呢就是所有的基督徒啊，都要鼓励大家持续的祷告。
Number two, if you've never prayed, you go to the Lord Jesus and you say, Lord Jesus, would you save me, please? And I would like you to answer my prayers.
第二点，如果你还从来没有祷告的话呢，我鼓励你现在就去跟主耶稣祷告，你说主啊，求你救我，让我成为基督徒，然后你就可以回应我的祷告了。
How do we know he will?
我们怎么知道他愿意回应我们的祷告呢？
Because he said he would, and the Bible says he cannot lie. He can't do it. It's physically completely impossible for him to lie. He will answer your prayers.
因为他在圣经里说他会答应我们的祷告，那神是他是不会撒谎的，因为圣经告诉我们他绝对不能撒谎。
All right, well, that is an incomplete sermon.
我今天讲到的不是很全面的。
There is far more on prayer, just as there is far more on belief that is the foundation of prayer. Keep reading the Bible, keep on believing, keep on praying, God will keep on answering.
因为关于祷告还有很多可讲的，但是相信啊，是我们这祷告的基础，所以我们就要持续的相信，持续的祷告，神会回应我们的祷告的。
All right, well, that's our message for tonight. Eric, why don't you just wind up, please?
好，那今天就是我们的信息讲到这里，我们请那个Eric做个总结。
Let's just seal that message with prayer.
我们一起用这个祷告来结束今天的这个信息。
Father, we thank you that you have an open throne now.
天父，我们感谢你，你的现在的这个宝座是敞开的。
Because of the work of Christ upon Calvary's cross, the throne of judgment is now a throne of grace.
Amen.
因为基督在哥哥他山上所做的工作，现在使您这审判的宝座已经变成了恩典的宝座。
We don't have to come timidly. We can come boldly. We're told to come boldly to the throne of grace.
我们不需要就是小心翼翼、很胆怯的来到你的面前，而是可以坦然无惧的来，因为你告诉我们要坦然无惧的来到你的施恩宝座前。
To obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
为的是蒙连续得恩惠，做随时的帮助。
We need your mercy, Lord, and it's based upon the fact that Jesus took our judgment.
我们需要你的怜悯，这怜悯是基于主耶稣基督已经承担了我们的审判。And
so now he can, in righteousness, he can come to us in grace.
那现在在公义当中，他可以在这个恩惠和慈爱当中来到我们这里。So
help us to come boldly to that place where prayers are heard and prayers are answered.
Amen.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们大胆的来到那个你听我们祷告又回应我们祷告的地方去。So
encourage us again, Father. We thank you tonight for your word, and we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
所以主啊，求你鼓励我们，我们感谢您的话语。今天晚上啊，奉耶稣基督的名感恩。Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Harold.